This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Hartley.
Are you or your loved ones in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. The doctors at the Yardley Institute have had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to the Northwest for the treatments of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. So listen and learn about the unique natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health and Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with your host, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Now, there's something you wanted to talk with me about, Lee?
Well, that's true, Frank. I mean, you and I have been doing this together about a decade, actually.
Wow.
And we've told a lot of stories. Mm-hmm. You've been a patient at the Institute, and we got to know each other pretty well. Something happened last year that really shouldn't have surprised me, but something happened in your life, and I'd like you to tell us about it.
All right. I guess I will. Because I'm very proud of what happened, actually, and excited to share it. My back went out. My lower back went out last summer. I got a tweak, and pretty soon I had pain across my whole lower back. In fact, to the point where I ended up, I was down in Fresno, California with my daughter at a swim meet, and I ended up having to go into urgent care, and a sports medicine doctor gave me the big steroid shot right in the muscle that was, you know, doing the spasming, which was fine for about 5 days, and then sciatica started in my upper right leg, and I have never felt pain like that. I mean, it was just incredible, right across the whole thing, not just a little narrow area, which sent me back to another urgent care. They gave me gabapentin and a steroid, and then that sent me to a place that was going to do an MRI, which they did, and they said, yeah, you've got a spur, bone spur, I guess, that's going after the nerve, and we need to do something about that. And they were immediately talking about, yeah, we're going to have to do an epidural, which led me, coincidentally, I was going to go down to see you anyway. And I had this sit-down meeting with you where you looked at me and said, Frank, give me 2 weeks. Because you sat down and explained to me which direction I was going. And I had a happy outcome because you did the treatment. But I want you to take a second, if you would, to go back to that moment and explain to our listeners what that was like. You said to me I had a choice between one direction or another. Take it from there.
Okay. I have been doing this over 40 years, and I see cases like yours come into our office, and they come in many times. Mm-hmm. In a week, we'll see cases just like yours.
Sure.
We know what we can do. We know the results that can occur as a result of the work that we did. But we also know that there are choices. So, you know, I just said, you know, there's one of two roads you can go down. And the first one, of course, is the direction you're going now. Muscle relaxants, painkillers, steroid cocktail shots in your spine, and then ultimately surgery. Now, one of the problems with the steroids in the spine, they can and do give relief, not always, but they can. But they also dissolve the collagen fibers.
Right.
And these are what give strength to the ligament. So, in effect, you're trading off immediate relief for more long-term damage and more work being done.
More likely that your disc will bulge again because the collagen is going away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's getting weaker. Mm-hmm. The joint's breaking down. So I said, or you can give me 2 weeks, and we won't do any of those things. We'll go in and correct that brain-body connection. Right. We'll give you some homework to do. And I think in 2 weeks, I just asked 2 weeks and give me the decision at that time. And you gave us the 2 weeks.
Yeah, willingly. Yes. And, you know, it was nothing short of amazing. Now, you know that I've always been a show me kind of guy.
Right.
Skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so impressed because, you know, I was in such pain, and there was a period there after the correction where just very gradually, not immediate, but gradually that pain dissipated to the point where I no longer needed the pain medicine. I was no longer taking steroid. I was no longer taking the gabapentin. Mm-hmm. And the idea that I was able to avoid back surgery,
mm-hmm.
right? That is a big thumbs up for me because mm-hmm. that was the last thing that I wanted to end up doing.
I remember in our earlier years of recording, and you were having back issues back then.
I had sciatica years ago.
You consulted with the orthopedic surgeon. At that time, you were not a patient at the Institute.
Right.
And you did not come in, although you were kind of looking at me with a funny eye and wondering, I wonder.
Well, I mean, you know, I came from a background. My mom was a registered nurse. And so I've been around, like most people, doctors my whole life. And your approach, restoring the brain and body connection through your form of chiropractic medicine, was just completely new to me when we started this. And I'm just delighted with the results of what's going on now. And I can tell the listener, I do the homework, as we refer to it, which are some exercises, strictly speaking. Not really exercises, they're more stretching than exercises.
Well, exercise is building strength and increasing flexibility.
Correct.
What I've given you and what you've been doing is restoring biomechanical balance.
That's
it's
exactly
very
right.
different.
And then I continue to get corrections, and I couldn't be happier. I hope that people will learn from my experience, because it was fantastic.
And I remember you coming in after that, and you had looked up those collagen fibers.
I did.
And on the internet, so that you could understand what it was I was saying.
Yep, and I am very grateful that I did not do anything to damage those. So if you're listening, my advice to you is, don't do what I did. Don't put it off any longer. Just heard a great example why that's a bad idea. If you're in pain, find out if the doctors at the Yardley Hall Institute can help you get healthy. Now, here's what you do. In fact, if you call right now during the show, we're going to offer you a very special deal. Usually it's a $148 value. It's just $38 for that first visit. And now you'll have to prepay with your credit card. You'll get all the tests done, though, with the doctors. They'll determine if you're a candidate for care so they can take care of you. It's a $148 value. It's now just $38. But you got to call right now during the show. That would be 866-704-1047. Again, 866-704-1047. Got to call now to get the deal. And by the way, you can book an appointment at the Yardley Hall Institute at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. Of course, you're listening to the podcast of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. You can download and subscribe to the podcasts. Hear all these testimonials. We've got over 100 at yardleyinstitute.org.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
You know, we probably take better care of our cars than we do our bodies in a lot of cases. I mean, think about it. We get regular checkups for our cars, go and make sure that the hoses are solid and that the belts are not going to break. And what about our bodies? I invite you to see Dr. Yardley and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute to keep your body in working order. Let me just make this metaphor a little bit stronger. When you check your car to make sure the hoses aren't going to fail, well, you don't want to be stuck on the side of the road with a leaking hose, but do you want to be stuck in life with a brain-body connection that doesn't work? Look, if that connection is severed, it's the worst. But if it's distorted or leaking, well, that's bad too. It doesn't need to be this way. You do not need to be in pain. I invite you to call and see if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Preventative care. They're at 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
It's Todd Herman with Dr. Lee Yardley and fellow patient Renee. Renee, I love meeting fellow patients of Dr. Yardley's. What brought you to see Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute?
So I'm a really active person. And back in February, I was in the gym doing a back extension. And about 2-3 hours later, I was in so much pain that I couldn't sit. I couldn't stand very well. And sleeping was terrible. And I went to my chiropractor for about 3 months, and he could not figure out how to help me. The pain was so bad, it interrupted my life 24/7.
Wow. And so you found Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. And I can guess, because I'm a patient too, but tell me about the difference you found in care with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute.
Oh, completely different. And it's just fantastic. Like, they are just so gracious and so wonderful from the moment you pick up the phone to when you are there for your initial consultation. Dr. Yardley is just a sweet, sweet, wonderful human being and wonderful man. He spends 1 hour, about 1 hour with you to talk about what your issues are and what are your problems. And he really thinks about how and if he can help you. And you go through some diagnostic tests, a few, and a week later, you'll sit down with him and he'll say, you know I can help you. And he's very upfront with what he can do and how long it'll take, because every patient's a little different.
Yeah. And probably a last question for me. I want to make sure we get Dr. Yardley into this conversation. The man who helps your body restore its ability to heal itself. Were you surprised at how gentle and non-invasive his treatments are?
Oh my goodness, yes. In fact, my husband was there when I had my first treatment. And like I said, I want to emphasize, I'm a huge fan of chiropractic work, but this is completely different. He just did a couple things and it was so quick. And within a couple hours, I was better and I could sleep, I could sit, and it was absolutely incredible. And you just have to try it. It's fantastic.
Dr. Yardley, I know you remember Renee's case, and I know often people wait just to the last minute. I don't know why they do that to come to you. What do you remember about working with Renee? I bet you have some questions for her.
Well, yeah. When she came to me, she came from an excellent chiropractic office. I know the chiropractor personally. As Renee learned, there are differences. And I suspect the reason she came to see us was because of you, Todd.
And yes.
Yeah. And so at any rate, we have to take such cases with caution. You know, we have to have a reasonable belief that we can help them where their previous doctor was not able to. And if we can't, then we recommend that they stay with whoever they're going to. But in her case, we felt there were enough things going on that we could do some things for her that would be helpful. And as you were pointing out, most people, when they first get adjusted, swear we did nothing. But Renee was very tolerant. She stuck with it and she saw some good results pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah. Renee, what's it like now to not have to encounter this pain anymore? You and I were talking earlier. You're still very active, running up and down stairs, etc. So how's that improved your life, the treatment of the Yardley Institute?
Oh my goodness, Todd, going from completely almost disabled. I mean, it was awful. I felt like I was 95 years old and ready for a wheelchair. It was the worst feeling I've ever had. It affected everything. I mean, I'm all about, you got to try and solve your problem. I actually was trying to solve a symptom. The symptom was my back problem. I kept taking NSAIDs. I kept trying to do x-rays and MRIs. Nothing helped. And now I can go to the gym 5 days a week, and then 7 days a week, I can do my cardio work, and I am back to my old self. And that was after about 1 or 2 days after seeing Dr. Yardley. It's been fantastic.
You and I have to get your husband together if he goes to the gym. My wife hates the gym. We got to go bang some stuff out together, because I had this similar experience, you know, when I went to go get my first treatment from Dr. Yardley. And Dr. Yardley, I remember, like, I'd been through car crashes and wrestling and injuries, and nothing happened. But 2 days later, I was walking through the gym. I was shocked that my joint pain was gone. So, Renee, what would you say to people who sit on the fence, that they hear this, but they say, oh, it's too serious? Like, I know people who were told they had to have their vertebrae fused, and then they went to go see Dr. Yardley. They didn't have to have that done. What do you say to people sitting on the fence, listening to us, just not ready to commit to go see Dr. Yardley?
Well, I have to say that I kind of had that same thing. I even went to a surgeon, a spine surgeon. And he said, look, I can't do much more. The next step could be an injection. I'm like, I'm not going to take an injection. And after that, well, then we could do some surgery. I said, no. And I could say a few expletives, but I won't. There's just no way. That's not solving my problem. That's solving my symptom. And so I would suggest that if you're on the fence, you have absolutely nothing to lose but an hour to sit down with Dr. Yardley and just have a conversation with him. Like I said, I'm a total fan of chiropractic work. It totally is wonderful. But this is completely a little bit different philosophy, and it works. Yeah. And Dr. Yardley won't pick you up as a patient if he doesn't think he can help you. And I want to offer also the second thing that I just absolutely love about Dr. Yardley. One of the things that is a kind of a side effect, a good side effect of seeing Dr. Yardley, is that I am so hyper-focused on my posture. He really works on getting you to do to sit up straight and give you tools to do a better job in your everyday life. So
yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
Well, Dr. Yardley, if you're not blushing too much, do you want to close anything off here with Renee we're chatting with now?
Yeah, I would say that we have, over the past 5 years, realized that posture breakdown from computers, driving cars, et cetera, have become a major issue in developing these problems. And we've taken it upon ourselves to develop programs, not just correcting your own posture, but developing programs that will reprogram the body to so you don't get old with your head forward and shoulders rounded and all the breakdown that we see. So we do have that included as part of the care we provide.
Well, I appreciate your time, Renee. It's always a joy to meet fellow patients of Dr. Lee. Are they particularly gym rats?
Exactly.
Thank you for spending the time.
He made it possible.
Renee, I love the story. Love to hear you happier again. Do this. Find out if Dr. Yardley can help you get healthy again. Call now during the show. It's just a $38 prepayment with your credit card. That's a great deal because normally it's $148. That includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with Dr. Yardley. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. Hear from over 100 patients and the success they've had with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
I met a guy at the Yardley Institute. I was there seeing Dr. Yardley and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. He'd been a big-time rugby player. He was an MMA fighter. He worked on a factory floor carrying heavy stuff all day. In other words, he used his body a lot, and it showed. He was facing surgery. They were going to fuse the vertebra in the top of his neck. The man wouldn't be able to turn his head around anymore. His new mother-in-law begged him to go see the doctors at the Yardley Institute, and he did. And after some non-invasive, gentle treatments, the brain-body connection was restored. In fact, he could then turn his head all the way around and start doing the things that he loved to do in the first place. You don't need to be in pain. I invite you to call the Yardley Institute and see if you're a candidate for care. They're at 866-704-1047. Call the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with us again. Dr. Yardley, I have had sciatica a couple of times. It is the most miserable condition.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us all, you're looking at me very knowingly, tell us all about it.
Well, it's a little known secret that I too have had sciatica.
Have you?
Yes, many years ago.
Wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy.
Maybe I would, but but anyhow, so what is sciatica? Well, it's always interesting. You know, the body has got a whole system of nerves.
Yes.
And the single largest nerve in the human body is the sciatic nerve. And it's a large nerve that begins right at the base of the spine. It travels through the buttocks. It goes down the back of the leg and all the way down the leg. Quite frankly, things can happen to cause that nerve to get inflamed. And it's literally a pain in the butt when that happens.
We're talking about herniated or slip discs or a bulging disc. Is that what's going on?
Well, that gets to the question, where does it come from?
Yeah.
What causes this?
Right.
And some of the more common things is a bulging or a herniated disc. There's actually no such thing as a slip disc. It anatomically cannot occur.
It stays where it is.
Yeah, but it's a common term to describe a bulging or herniated disc.
Okay, for just real quickly, and people tend to forget, I think, as they listen to us, that maybe that your background is so strongly in medicine. A bulging disc, what is that? Describe that to me. That's between two vertebrae?
Right. We've got a stack of bones mm-hmm. that make up our spine, yeah. and between them are these little pads or shock absorbers.
Right.
In the center of that shock absorber is like a ball bearing, but it's made of jelly.
Yep.
And what happens is it can get damaged so that that jelly begins to break the fibers around it. So okay. it starts splitting it out, and then the disc begins to bulge.
Now, this happens as a result maybe of, I've had it happen to me just sitting. But it can be lifting too much or incorrectly?
That's correct. The thing is, the body is designed to heal itself.
Okay.
And you can damage these discs, and they can repair themselves.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Are you telling me that what you do, you're realigning the brain-body connection, that you can you can cure a slip disc, a ruptured disc?
Actually, no. I was saying that the body could heal.
Ah, there's the difference.
Yes.
You get the body out of the way of itself.
Right. But it's a matter of understanding what's going on. Like, for instance, now, think about this for one moment.
Okay.
If you've got one leg shorter than the other, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. one hip's now, when you're standing or sitting, higher than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? The bones can't stack one on top of the other.
Right.
They're going to be curved or distorted. Guess what happens? The discs begin to bulge.
Sure.
Now, if you damage that disc, you will hurt, but it can't heal itself because it's in a compromised position.
Well, but they give you, and believe me, I've been down this road, they give you muscle relaxants, which have never done much for me.
Right.
They give you painkillers.
Yes.
You get exercises. In an extreme case, they'll give you a lovely shot in the back.
That's correct, which the first time may give relief, the second time marginal relief. The third time, no relief at all.
And actually, they're to the point where they'll admit that.
Yes. Well, and that, you know, that to their credit. And low back surgeries have less than a 50% success rate.
Now, say that again. That came very quickly.
Low back surgery, as a category of surgery, has less than a 50% success rate.
So why would someone ever do that? Why would you go get low back surgery?
Because for some reason, they believe that there are no other choices.
Well, why do these discs often not heal?
Because there is a compromise mechanically with one leg functioning shorter than the other
yeah.
and one hip lower than the other.
So what can you tell me after 30 years of clinical practice?
It's interesting because many professions, the medical profession, the chiropractic profession, and probably others as well, try and focus on the low back
mm-hmm.
to correct these kind of sciatica problems.
Core, you get core exercises, that sort of stuff, yeah.
Well, the exercise is one therapy, but still, whether it's using manipulation, massage, shots, surgery, it's all in the low back.
Right.
Now, as an interesting thing. There was a neurosurgeon by the name of Elf Brigg.
Okay.
He was Swedish or Norwegian, I'm not sure which. And he published a series of papers from 1960 to 1978, culminating in a book called Adverse Mechanical Tension in the Central Nervous System. But here's what he was saying in all of these papers. He was saying the success with low back surgery is really low to correct low back problems. I, on the other hand, can develop a much greater success rate by doing surgery in the neck to solve the low back problems. And you know what? He was right.
And so what you do is you concern yourself with the brain and body connection, which
exactly.
is up in the neck area.
Exactly.
And what happens when you do that?
Well, you're correcting the cause in many cases, not every case.
Okay.
Because there are ruptured discs that you may need surgery for.
Sure.
But in many cases, that corrects the problem because you're correcting the cause, not the effect. Let me give you two examples.
Okay.
One, my own.
Yes.
As a regular practitioner for 10 years, I had problems with sciatica, and I was able to take care of that by getting it taken care of in the low back with adjustments,
sure.
et cetera. And that was until I developed a problem in the brain-body connection. Once I got that corrected, I didn't see hide and hair of that sciatica for the next 10 years. Second example, a doctor comes to me, and he's been under his own care, not his own care, but care of other professionals like
yeah.
him, 17-millimeter herniated disc. He can't surf. He can't even practice. We take care of him. He starts being able to work at surf. And a year later, we get another MRI done. And that 17-millimeter herniated disc is 2 millimeters.
And it's all about reconnecting the brain with the body.
The only thing I touched was his neck.
Amazing.
Truly.
Now, if that sounds good to you, and I'm betting, given how common lower back pain and sciatica does, if that sounds good to you, what you need to do is you need to find out if you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Now, usually that's $148. But if you're listening to the show right now and you're intrigued, here's the deal. A prepayment of $38 if you call right now will save you $110. Which is a great deal. If they call Dr. Yardley, are they going to get the tests?
Yes.
You're not going to skimp?
No, it's a full battery of tests.
The idea is you're looking for metrics, right?
That's to see if they're a candidate for what we do.
At $38, it's a great value. You want to call right now. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. If you can't, make the pain go away. $38. 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
I discovered how powerful the Yardley Institute's gentle, non-invasive treatment can be. Hi, it's Todd Herman. My joint pain is gone. My sciatica is gone. My headaches are gone. Stop living with the pain. Patients of the Yardley Institute have seen remarkable results from headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck and low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, and neuropathy. Make an appointment with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Go to yardleyinstitute.org. Restoring health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We'll be right back after Cairo Radio News.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here, and thank you so much for taking a little time out of your day to share it with us. Dr. Yardley, this next patient we're going to talk to, Lon, one of my favorite topics, sciatica.
Right.
I've had it. You helped me with it.
I've had it too.
You have?
Yes, many years ago.
And overall, this is something that you have a great deal of success with, right?
Yes, we see many people with it, and it responds well.
Well, let's talk to Lon. Lon, welcome to the show.
Hi there, Dr. Yardley. How are you?
Doing good.
Okay, good.
Yes?
Real quick, about 9 years ago, I had sciatica pain. Went on for a couple of years, you know, went to standard chiropractors and things like that. And I thought I wasn't going to walk again. I mean, it was just in my chiropractors and stuff had just said there was not really a chance that they could do anything more for me. So I started going to other doctors, acupuncture, physical therapy. And of course, they ended up going to other doctors and wanting to do surgery on me. And I just was not into that surgery. I was like going, oh my gosh, I've seen so many people be so harmed by surgery. At least subsequent to the surgery, they wouldn't be okay. So anyway, I just, over the years, I had never heard of this before, but I just kept putting surgery off. I went to acupuncture and went to physical therapy and that kind of thing. And that, of course, made me comfortably miserable. That's what I call it. I felt, you know, comfortable in my misery, dealing with having this sciatica pain in my, basically down my right side and my right hip and that kind of thing. After that, I, you know, just, you know, was, like I say, going along, and all of a sudden I heard this Dr. Yardley talking about the brain-body connection. And I was like, you know, over time, and I was a little bit skeptical at first, but then I was like, over time, I was thinking, you know, this probably makes some sense, you know? I'm thinking, And so I went ahead and went in and did the initial thing in his office, and after that, I just sat there and thought about it and went. And of course, after the first adjustment, I noticed something right away. So, and the one thing about your procedure is that it makes you realize that it needs very little intrusive. There's no intrusive manipulations. Tiny little exact movements to make that connection happen, and it's just so amazing. You're just going, oh my goodness, how can this be that I've waited this long or went, you know, 10 years without knowing about this? And although I'd heard about it before in terms of the Atlas, but I didn't realize it had such a detrimental effect when that was out of place. And so once that happens, you're just oh wow, I can't believe this. You know, it's phenomenal.
Lon, how long did it actually take for you to see the improvements?
I noticed it right away, right after my first adjustment.
So you noticed changes right away. How did things evolve for you over the next few weeks and months? What happened?
The next week and months, it just gradually my sciatica got better. And my neck was, that whole thing was gone right away. I would say, I don't know what I told, I don't know what my last progressive exam was, but it had to be upwards of 90% or 95% or something like that. And but my sciatica was gone, my neck issue was gone, and since then I've really had no problems other than a little bit of, you know, tiny bit of right hip pain once in a while. But it's just been, the whole thing has been phenomenal, and I just can't, in fact, I've actually described your procedure as non-intrusive, surgery from the outside of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing. It's like it's this really exact thing that doesn't, you know, you feel like there's nothing that happened. Boy, did something happen. Your procedure really intrigued me because I was thinking, I don't want to go the conventional route. I've watched so many folks go the conventional route in their care. And when you talked about, you know, I can't remember, you call it disease, something care rather than disease care.
Yeah, health care as opposed to disease care.
Yeah, health care or kind of preventative care rather than disease care, kind of foundational stuff.
Yeah.
Doing things that are foundational to your body and to your life that end up creating a much, much better life for you instead of going at it from, oh, okay, well, that's what you got going on. Let's treat that symptom and that symptom and that symptom and hope that these drugs will end up, masking the underlying issue. And your procedure unmasks the underlying issue and takes care of it. You know, it's like, just goes boom. It's like you just kind of go along and go, oh my gosh, I'm getting better and better and better. Mm. And I honestly thought I was not going to, back then, I thought I wasn't going to walk again.
That's wonderful, Lon. What would you tell other people who are thinking about going in to see Dr. Yardley?
Stop thinking that you need to be intrusively manipulated, either through other types of chiropractic, other types of physical therapy, osteopathic, up to and including surgery. You know, stop thinking that. I've seen several patients at Dr. Yardley's office who have had surgery, and I've spoken to two of them, and they've said, I said, wow. I said, why are you here? And they're like, because it's the only place I've gotten any relief. And I said, well, you had surgery. And they're like, yeah, I either wish I hadn't have done that or I wish I would have waited before I did that. And I totally agree. And now, because I was one of those patients that could have been, had I elected to do the intrusive route with surgery, I would have been completely unhappy because I would have thought, oh my gosh, why did I do that when I could have done this? That's what I would tell people.
Lon's got quite a fascinating story, doesn't he, Dr. Yardley?
Certainly he does.
So maybe you've been listening to this and you're thinking, I wonder if I'm a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. But you know, you really don't know until you've visited him. So here's what we've got for you. It's a very special offer. Usually it's going to cost you $148. You go in. It's non-invasive, very gentle, but you actually run a bunch of tests, don't you, Dr.
Yeah, a whole string of metrics to qualify you.
Okay, so that's usually $148. Going to get your credit card ready, because if you call during the show right now, that's just $38. You go in, you get the test done, you find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. $38 if you call right now. Call 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Craig, you started going through the treatment. When did you realize you'd seen improvements? For me, it was at the gym, walking around realizing, wait a minute, my joint pain's gone.
Mine was when I would wake up in the morning. I was having back pain. I felt like it was going down into my buttocks area.
Yeah.
I was sleep different ways, hoping that it would fix it, but I would always wake up with a pain. After the first one or two sessions with him, I woke up without any pain, and it was such a relief to wake up refreshed without feeling that pain level that I would wake up with.
I'm smiling as we're talking, Craig, because I remember sleeping in a whole bunch of different wild positions. What's it meant for your overall quality of life?
It's much different. I mean, I can get up in the morning and bend over and put my socks on, which doesn't seem like a big deal until you can do it again all of a sudden, you know? I'm a little older and a little wiser, and I've put up with some pain in the past, and I would say don't be like me and sit out there and hesitate and wait and wait. Just go get it done.
I couldn't agree more.
Call now during the show when it's just a $38 credit card prepayment. That's a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Now out more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Dr. Yardley, you have a story, I've heard you tell it before, about a young boy involved with your process. And I just would like you to share that story with us because I think it's fascinating. Would you?
Sure. It was a number of years ago, and there was this 14-year-old boy, and he'd been diagnosed with, well, what had happened was he'd been experiencing back pain, really.
At age 14.
So severe at times, could not get out of bed. And of course, his parents were really concerned about this. So they took him to the family doctor, and the family doctor really didn't know much about such things, but said, let's get some x-rays taken. He had the x-rays taken, and then looking at them, he said, well, we need to refer you to an orthopedic surgeon. So they did, and about 3 weeks later, you see father and son walking into the orthopedic surgeon's office, and the orthopedic surgeon performed an examination. He looked at the x-rays, and he diagnosed an advanced case of scoliosis. And at that time, there was very little to offer or little that could be done. He simply said, you know, just go on with your life. And so he did.
They couldn't operate at that point.
No, it wasn't that severe. Okay. That would have been an option if it had got severe enough. But that wasn't discussed at that time. From the age of 14 to the age of 18, this young man found himself very limited. He wasn't able to participate in sports. At times, the searing back pain was so bad that he literally had to crawl off the bed. At the age of 18, a fellow classmate came up to him one day and said, look, I know you've been having problems with this. And my dad went to see this guy. He was having some problems with his back, and he was helped a lot. Mm-hmm. So he gave him the card. And the young man looked at the card, and looking at it, he saw that it wasn't a regular doctor. It was someone that did something different. And so he thought about it for a few days and then, you know, made an appointment to go in and see the guy. And the guy explained what he did and what he thought he could do with it. And not at all too sure about this, the young man started under a course of care. And within 30 days, he saw dramatic improvement in the way that he felt.
Now, you're telling me that this kid, this 14-year-old, went 4 years with really bad pain.
It's true.
To the point where he actually could not get out of his bed at times.
That's right.
Or could barely get out. And within 30 days, he felt better?
Yes.
Was the pain gone in 30 days?
90% of it was gone within 30 days.
That's an amazing story.
Yes. And in the months that followed, the results were so profound for that young man that he decided that he was going to go to college and he was going to learn how to do what this doctor had done.
Really?
And it's a true story because I was that 14-year-old boy. And that's how I learned and discovered about the profession that I practice every day.
What did your parents say? I mean, yeah, obviously, were you with your parents at age 18 when you went to that procedure with the other doctor?
Actually, no.
So
I did this on my own.
Oh, they must have been, when you came to them and said, the pain is gone, they must have been astounded.
They were, but they were even more horrified at the thought that their 18-year-old son was going to leave New Zealand and travel to the United States to gain an education. That was a little bit difficult for them to deal with. But deal with it they did. And over the years, I've had the opportunity of taking care of many, many people with scoliosis. And
what is scoliosis?
Scoliosis is curvature of the spine. Looking at it from the front or the back, it's got curves in it. And you measure these curves in degrees.
Okay.
If there's no scoliosis, it's 0 degrees. If you've got a curve, then you start measuring it in degrees, and it goes up. And if it gets to 20 degrees or more, then medically, they would consider putting you in a brace.
Okay.
And this is something that has to be worn 23 out of 24 hours a day.
Is that curative, or is that just something that you wear for the rest of your life, or what?
Actually, neither. You will wear it for a period of time with no expectation that the curve will improve. The theory is, and I think it's true in practice, is that it's going to stop it from getting worse. It doesn't get rid of it, but it slows it down or stops it from getting worse. And the thing about it is there have been tomes written on how teenagers tend not to wear those.
Yeah.
It's because of the psychological impact on them.
It's amazing. So let's talk about how your procedure doesn't, quote, cure scoliosis.
It doesn't, but 90% of the cases we've taken care of in the last 34 years have shown measurable improvement on x-ray of the curves, regardless of age. I'm talking even senior citizens.
People who have had scoliosis for 40, 50 years.
Yes, there's a reduction in curves. Now, one of the things that we make clear to people, our goal is not to straighten the spine. Okay. Our goal is to balance the spine. Give me the choice between a crooked, balanced spine versus a straight, unbalanced one. I'll take a crooked, balanced one any day. But one of the side effects of that is these curves measurably go down. We see dramatic improvements with that. There are cases that are so bad, we will not accept them for care. They've waited too long. The damage is too great. They're really going to need to go through the surgery. If it's over 40 degrees, now I've taken care of cases over 40 degrees and seen significant improvement.
Yes.
But the medical approach is if it goes over 40 degrees, then they would do surgery. That surgery would be to actually bolt rods into the spine, which a person will be expected to wear for the rest of their lives.
Will they be pain-free?
They're not necessarily painful with the rods, but they're restricted in terms of how well they can move. And there's often pain that develops as they get older.
Your procedure, the upper cervical procedure that you do, the alignment that you do.
Yes.
What is that? Why does that help so much? And just really briefly.
Because one of the side effects of a brain-body compromise is you function with one leg shorter than the other and one hip higher than the other, which naturally causes the spine to curve to the short leg and low hip side. So once you correct the brain-body connection, the legs even out, the hips even out, the reason for that curvature now disappears.
You got a great reason to go see Dr. Yardley, because right now we've got a special deal for you if you're listening. Of course, they have a website. You can check it out, yardleyinstitute.org. But you can find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. right now. If you call right now, you'll receive a $148 value. It'll be just $38. And you'll meet with Dr. Yardley. It's a personal consultation, right?
It is.
We got some tests?
Absolutely.
A whole series of them to determine if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. The offer is good, though, only during this show. So you're going to want to call right now, $148 value for a prepayment of $38 using your credit card. Here's the number, 866-704-1047. Save yourself some money. Find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Yardley. Call 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Mike, so it was sciatica. I had that too. You ever get the thing where it felt like there was something shoved in your foot?
My whole right side. I had an issue with my whole right side and the sciatica. I mean, it got to the point where I was literally thinking that I was going to become wheelchair bound.
Wow.
I suffered with it for a very long time. I've tried lots of things to solve this. Massage therapy, other chiropractors doing different things, not what he does. But yeah, I've tried a lot of things for a long time.
How has your life changed now?
Oh, totally life changing. I now can move. I was before, with the sciatica especially, I was afraid to just twist or turn. Sitting down, I had to be careful. Standing up, I had to be careful. I couldn't hardly get on my knees. I've got grandkids now, and it was really starting to bug me that, you know, I couldn't be as active as I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now it's like you said, the day after was just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it.
Find out if Dr. Yardley can help you get healthy again.
Call now during the show, and it's just $38 credit card prepayment. This is a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Hey, we're going to be joined by guys with absolutely fascinating stories and three back surgeries. And at one point was told, hey, guess what? We're going to fuse all your vertebrae together. Sounds like fun. But he instead decided to go see my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., even though he was a little bit skeptical. Jason joins us. Hey, Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm feeling good. I guess you're doing better now, too.
Much, much better. Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about your story. You at one point, you were unable to get operations. You'd been through three of them, and you were immobile for how long were you immobile?
So the first spinal surgery that I had took place in the UK about 25 years ago. That was an absolute nightmare. I was a young guy then. The injury was caused by kickboxing, which was obviously worked to my detriment eventually. The national health system in the United Kingdom has kind of got a worldwide reputation for being terrible. It's all very, very true. And when these problems started with my lower back way back when, lots and lots of medication, terrible, terrible experience. Certainly for being such a young guy, it was literally crippling. Long story short, I had a very brutal back surgery eventually, which left me laying down for about 4 months, recuperating from the operation. Then I guess if we fast forward to around about 2010, it went again, you know, leaning to one side, couldn't walk, medication, the whole nine. Same story, L5 vertebrae gone. They had to remove some more pieces of it, obviously shaving bits off it. 2015, I was in Colorado in the States, and it went again. Had another back surgery, and that's kind of where it was up until, I'm going to say, last summer, where I was doing some work on the house with my wife, went out again, and I'd already been told many, many times that, you know, 3 is kind of your maximum for spinal surgery in this regard, and the next time it happens is a big possibility that, you know, you're going to have to be fused, and I'm 46 now, and that was very, very worrying. Now, my mother-in-law listens to your show quite often, and she suggested that I get in touch with Dr. Yardley. Now, one of my wife's aunties had actually had some treatment with Dr. Yardley some years before, and we spoke to her, and she seriously recommended it. Now, that kind of brings us to signing up with Dr. Yardley originally. Obviously, very, very skeptical. I've had some experiences over the years with, you know, I guess you can call them normal chiropractors. So I went there with, you know, as much as an open mind as I could. And, you know, we met Dr. Yardley, and he could see that I was in a great deal of pain. And, you know, he's a Kiwi, so we have kind of a UK connection, I suppose, inadvertently. And, you know, he looked me straight in the eyes and said that he could help me, and I trusted him.
So you went in like I did. I'm a patient, Dr. Lee Ardley's. I've been for 3 years. And when I went through the first treatment, I called some people at the station and said, wow, I don't know. I don't know that he did anything. But it was remarkable, Jason. For me, it was the day after the day, I was walking around the gym. My joint pain was gone, and I was just astonished. And I guess for you, you had, a couple weeks in, you started to feel better after being treated by Dr. Yardley?
I really don't think it took a couple of weeks. He adjusted me, and literally, I think pretty much as soon as we walked out into the parking lot, actually, I'm not going to say I was miraculously healed, but I was standing straighter. I literally looked at my wife, Nicole, and said, I can already feel a difference. And she was flabbergasted, as was I. And I'm going to say, yeah, probably 10 days after the first adjustment, I was literally walking around 100% straight and absolutely singing his praises. You know, and my mother-in-law was extremely happy. My wife was happy, and I could literally get back on with my life again. It was phenomenal and just complete and utter miracle, actually. And my life has got way, way better because of it. I'm walking straight. I don't stoop anymore. I have absolutely no pain whatsoever. And, you know, as a result of it all, my 7-year-old stepson, Jake, is also now a patient. My wife is now a patient. My father-in-law is now a patient. You know, and I very, very readily recommend anybody who has anything like this to go and see him, because, you know, surgery is definitely not a great option, obviously. And I really wish that I'd known about Dr. Yardley 25 plus years ago when I first had my first surgery. So,
well, you just told a bunch of people.
Interestingly enough, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'll stand by that, you know, 10,000,000%. Just we were actually moving out of our old home. We were selling some items. You know, this couple showed up from Seattle, and the guy, he couldn't walk. I mean, I saw it straight away. He was absolutely in agony, and I knew what kind of pain he was in because I could tell by the way he was walking. And I started talking to the guy, and he said, yeah, I've had one surgery, and, you know, now I'm back in the same place, and the pain is just so brutal. I'm full of medication just to be able to get through my day-to-day life. And I immediately pulled out a business card of Dr. Yardley's, gave it to him, and I said, really, you have to go and see this guy. And I told him exactly what had happened for me and, you know, all our family members who have been treated by him, because it's just incredible.
Well, I can tell you right now, Jason, you just told a bunch of people about this, and you're a great storyteller, and I bet you were a great fighter and sound like a great dad, and it's just it's really terrific what you've done. So God bless you. I'm glad that you're feeling better, and I really appreciate you sharing your story with us. It's a great story, and I'm just so thrilled you're better. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too. It's a pleasure speaking to you and sharing this information with people.
Well,
absolutely.
Give your folks, the folks who listen to the show, give them a hug, and then you try me one day, because I talk about that British healthcare system from time to time. So you give me a try.
Okay.
All right, Jason. Thanks very much.
Awesome speaking to you.
You too.
Thank Bye-bye. You.
Find out if Dr. Yardley can help you like he did me, like he did for Jason and his entire family, like he's done for thousands of KTTH listeners. If you suffer from migraines or headaches or neck and back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, acid reflux, vertigo, carpal tunnel, it's all related to the brain-body connection. So go book an appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. While you're there, read the words of fellow patients who've been through the gentle, non-invasive care of Dr. Lee Yardley, had their lives changed. Do that now at yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
When I first went to the Yardley Institute, I didn't know what to expect. But after some treatment from Dr. Yardley and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute, I found out. I went in for joint pain, particularly my ankles and knees and hips. And after some treatment, the gentle, non-invasive treatment for which the Yardley Institute is so well known, that all went away. But something else happened. I've been having weekend headaches for most of my adult life. After the gentle, non-invasive treatment I received at the Yardley Institute, they went away. Now, how could you explain that? Joint pain and headaches? Well, it's the brain-body connection. The Yardley Institute are experts at restoring the brain-body connection. And think about it. If the brain-body connection is severed, well, that's the worst. Well, if it's distorted, that's bad too. You do not need to be in pain. Call and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
Thanks for listening to Restoring...